Remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you, Kelly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's FEC Renewal Notices Drafting Team teleconference on Thursday, the 22nd of December. We have Fontolet Ilelergi, Mike O'Connor, Paul Diaz, James Bladel. From staff, we have Marika Konings, Barry Cobb, and myself, Gisela Gruber. No apologies noted today, and please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Gisela. You and Glenn have a great time. We will carry on in your absence. Thanks a million for getting us going.
Thank you.
And welcome everybody else to the FRN holiday party. I should have uncapped a beer before I started this one, but I didn't. I think this is going to be a fairly short call. We have our standard agenda item, however, on statements of interest. And, Marika, do we need to amplify the statement of interest situation a bit? I've forgotten. Is this the one that we need to remind people to get those in?
Yes, this is Marika. So as we have Pontolet on the call, he's one of the people that still needs to complete a statement of interest, and I think we still have two other people that need to update their statement of interest according to the new model. I think Glenn and Gisela have sent out reminders, and we'll do that again after this call, but if in this way, going to remind everyone to please complete or update your statements of interest. And if you have problems in doing so or have questions, just send us an email and we'll help you through the process.
Great. Thanks, Marika. Okay, I think today's agenda is actually sort of just work through the series of questions one last time. And to do that, let me just close that up for a minute. And share my screen wherever it is. There we go. We'll do the mind mapping thing again. I didn't hear a whole lot of protests, so I think we're pretty close on the list of questions, but I thought we would just go through it one last time. Let me kind of get zeroed in on that. Is that big enough that people can read it all right on your screens? Shout out if it's not.
Good, Mikey.
Yeah, Vulcan Mind Meld. I'm back to the screen now. I think you're right, Barry. So what I did for the email list is I just published this list of questions starting with these, and unless somebody has a problem with that, I think that's what we'll go with. There was one left over at the very end that we just ran out of time on these last two, and I thought I would just take a minute to kind of remind us of the conversation. Some of this came out of Ken's idea to maybe reach out to other organizations as we did this, and the other was the question about what role ICANN should take in solving the problem. And I'd just like to take a minute and talk about that amongst the groups. My recollection is that, unlike the other questions, there was a little hesitancy about getting into the process stuff. So I would be okay essentially leaving these last two questions off and really keeping it content-focused, but I'm just curious about other people's reactions to that. James, Paul, any thoughts on either of those? Is there value in throwing that out to the community to let them put in an order, or shall we just skip those? Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I think maybe skipping those wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. I mean, we're certainly still open to taking folks who have a burning desire to get involved. They can join a working group. We certainly, you know, want to keep this somewhat shorter lived than a typical PDP, and we don't want them taking it too far off track. So I think, you know, the approach is somewhat up to us.
Okay. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Mikey. I agree with James. I think that the valuable data is going to come from registrars. If you carry it further afield, you run the risk of, you know, sending us down rabbit holes chasing after other things that are not as germane. You know, if somebody really wants to leave it in, I guess if everybody else ignores it, you get to the same end. But I guess I'm inclined to say, why don't you drop it, keep it more tightly focused. Ultimately focus the efforts on making sure that registrars respond to the survey.
Yeah, and that's one of the drawbacks of these mind maps is that they capture a lot, and sometimes they capture too much. And so these just came up as part of the discussion. And we almost got to it on the last call, but we ran out of time. So I just sort of wanted to have this final discussion, and I tend to agree. I think what we'll do is we'll just leave those off. And so the list, the set of questions that I sent to the list is this list. Let me see if I can get it highlighted. Well, can't do it that way. Basically, this list here. Oh, come on. There. And so, I think then from there it's... Oh, Marika, I'm sorry. I was away from the Adobe room. Go ahead. You should have just interrupted me.
No problem. So this is Marika. No, I actually agree with James and Paul, because I think if you look as well at the task that the draft team was assigned really focuses on collecting information and data, I think those are maybe some of the questions that, you know, in the report or letter or you know, however the group wraps the information, those might be some of the questions you include for the council to consider in their next steps, or if, you know, if it should be decided that they move forward with a PDP or any kind of other effort that you highlight. These are some of the other elements that then would need to be considered as that part of the world. But I agree. I think at this stage, you know, the drafting team should really be focused on information and data and less, you know, solutions and who should do what. I guess it's more for a second phase in it.
That's a great idea to put them in next steps. Let me just, I'll put them down there and then we can dispense with them at that time. Okay, so then I think we're down to mechanics. And James had a suggestion on the list, which I thought was pretty good, and Marika did too, that we come up with some sort of poll version of this thing that's online that could be administered. If you want, this is sort of back to you, James and Paul. Marika and I could just go ahead and collaborate on that and wrap it with an email and get it out pretty quickly, I think. Is there any nuance to this that we need to think about before we just went ahead and pounded these questions into a gizmo and sent an email out? Should it go to you guys? James, do you want to take the lead with the registrars? Or?
Sure, I can. Mr. D is not a registrar anymore, so he's off limits. He can't.
Yeah, he's off the hook. We could recruit McKinley, though.
He can't be held responsible for hurting cats anymore. But I think that, and then we do want a disclaimer. I think I mentioned this, or maybe I meant to and forgot in my message. Now, registrars are a notoriously skittish bunch, especially when a request comes from a large registrar like GoDaddy or Network Solutions or something like that. They want to know, well, you know, is this going to undermine my competitive position if I tell people what I really think about this? And I think that, you know, if we can have folks, I'm not sure we want to allow them to respond anonymously to the survey, but if we should, any assurances that we can give them that we're not seeking any information that they feel would, be disclosing a competitive advantage or anything that they would consider to be a trade secret or anything like that. We certainly don't want that. That's not the point of this. We're not fishing for information about their customer service operations or how they handle resellers or whatever. And I think that just can't be emphasized enough because without those reassurances, I don't know that we're going to get a whole lot of uptake on a response. And then even with the reassurances, I'm kind of concerned that a lot of them are just going to play it safe and not respond. So those are just my thoughts on that mechanics of how to get the survey out.
Marika and then Paul.
So this is Marika. So James, do you think it would help if, for example, it would come from the registrar liaison team, if they would send it out, of course, you know, with a message where we basically explain what we're using this data for? And again, I think it would, you know, we would need to have clear in order to set up the survey. Do we want people to, you know, fill in their names or leave that as an optional one if they want to disclose, you know, who they're representing, and they can do so, but otherwise, you know, they don't have to? Oh, are those?
Sure, that'd be fine. I think it would actually get more traction coming from the registrar XCOM than the liaison. But you can try both. That's fine.
Okay. What if? Let's see. I'm just trying to figure out sort of who does what. So. Mikey and Marika.
If you go through the XCOM, I think then it's probably best if James and Michaela talk to the XCOM and explain what it's for, because I think you're in a better position to, you know, convince them that this is a good thing, and maybe, you know, even if after we've drafted a note, I guess maybe even add another note to when it goes out to the registrar. So I think that might make the most sense. Yeah, I don't know if they listen to you either. I see you in your chat, but to us, they definitely know.
Yeah, why would they listen to Bladel? God.
Yeah, I can definitely give that a shot, you bet.
So the sequence may be then the M&M team will build a poll and build a draft email and push it to James and McKaylee. And then can we leave it in your hands to push it on to the XCOM, or should we?
No, we'll take it from there.
Okay. And, okay, well, then I think we've got a little mini action plan. Is there anything that's missing from this list of stuff? Let me make it bigger. It's easier to see. Because I think, you know, Marika, I assume that you guys are off next week, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So, that means, do you think it's realistic to get this pounded into a polling thing by before you leave, or can I do it? I can do it in SurveyMonkey, but I don't have an account on the polling system that you guys have been using more recently than that.
I can try to put something together tomorrow. I mean, we're, I think, currently using Zoomerang, or we have an account with that, or otherwise in the first week of January. I mean, you know, if you want to take care of it, I'm sure you want to take some time off as well between the holidays. I'm not sure whether we would get it out anyway before beginning of January. So as you prefer, I can be able to try tomorrow, but I guess we need to refine it anyway over the next week.
Well, and the other thing is that, you know, what we could do is we could just leave it as a list in an email to James and McKaylee, and they could take it, they could take it in email form to the executive committee.
That may not have the same degree of response. I'm just thinking about convenience here. We want to make this as downhill as possible for the respondent.
Yeah.
Professor, just a couple of questions. I mean, I can turn this around and then get that to you tomorrow, Mikey, to review on Zoomerang, if you like. And, you know, for any changes, I'm happy to make them in the course of next week sometime.
Well, I think that, you know, let's give this one last scrub right here on the phone. Because I think we're pretty close. You know, I'm not anticipating any changes to the wording at all, because we basically did the wording as a group.
It would be if you want to, you know, give a deadline. I guess that's something, if we get it out, our aim is to get it out in the first week of January. Presumably, I guess many people are off, even the XCOM, you know, maybe 3 years, if we can get it out to the XCOM at the beginning of January, what will be a realistic timeline or deadline for...
That seems reasonable to me. Let me just quickly last us back into our status report. See how that lines up with the dates. Yeah, if we were done, the end of the first week in January would be essentially January 8th. So that would still leave a month for the responses to come back. That seems realistic, right? James, what do you think in terms of turning around that fast?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. All right. So we'll set it. All right. We'll set it at. End of the first week in January for us, and then only one thing I wish about Adobe, and that's that when you share your screen, you didn't have to do like 5 mouse clicks to get back. Anyway, we'll get to that by the end of January. Maybe you and McKaylee could give the executive committee a heads up that this is coming.
Yeah, I'll do that. No problem. I think that they may have already had their last meeting before the holidays, but what date will this be hitting the streets then, you think? It will be...
Well, you just raised an interesting question. We should pay attention to their schedule. Do we know when their meeting...
No, we'll only just be able to get it into the next meeting, that's all. I don't mean to complicate this. This really doesn't have to... it doesn't have to wait any more than... you know, than normal. So we'll get it. I'll get it to them as soon as possible, and then I think they'll. We can even do this over the list, but I think that we just need to temper our expectations based on when we're looking for responses.
Yeah, and that's what I was. You know, if the XCOM isn't going to meet until the middle or late January, then life gets complicated.
But I don't know that they need to meet for this, Mikey. I think they can go forward with just,
All right, so we'll.
So I guess if you can get us what you have, we'll when it's finished, we will, be the messengers and take that to those folks, and then we'll get it to hopefully get some responses going on that.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. Marika, let's try and. Bash this out tomorrow. That gives, I know that nobody will be working much on it over the holidays, but at least then it's in people's hands and they can be thinking about it, and it gives people a little bit more time. I don't think there's a lot of controversy in these questions anymore. And and then if you get stuck, if the end of the year, the end of the week just crushes you, that's not a big one, but let's try for that anyway. Okay. Anything else in our little list of stuff to do? Go ahead, Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. Just to give you a brief update on some of the other action items, because I listened to the call of last week and understood there were two questions that you had for our compliance and legal team. So I'll put those forward, but, you know, things are kind of almost closing. It will take a little bit of time to get back on those. So hopefully in the new year I'll have feedback on those. And I did get, I'm just trying to plug the email, I did get feedback from Claudio. And he basically said that they, because we asked, because in one of the meetings we had, I think someone suggested that Inta might have additional data. So I wrote to him asking if he could share that if possible. So he said that he looked at a recent survey that the Internet Committee issued roughly 200 to identify the problems on the Internet through their main name, websites, etc., using trademarks of others to perpetrate the fraudulent scheme. And he said fake renewal notices related to a trademark was identified as a form of abuse that is occurring, but of some of the specific schemes surveyed, the cross-field registration scam was actually the most common encountered with a 95% response rate.
Wow.
I did ask him, I wrote back to him asking if you know, if the survey is public and if it would be possible to share so we can have, you know, more insight into it, but he hasn't responded to that yet. So just so you know that, you know, we're still trying to get more information, but this is the first feedback I got.
Okay, that's great. That's really interesting. Well, in one form or another, we'll get at least some hint of that into the report. That's fabulous. CTRS. Oh, Barry, help me. That's a shorthand version of...
Yeah, okay. Registration. That's a pretty big number. I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, that is. Well, yeah, it's a pretty overwhelming percentage, too. I'm actually not surprised. You know, even friends of mine are getting those now. It's pretty impressive. Okay, I'm not going to... Well, it's the end of the hour. I'm going to wrap this up unless there's anything else to do, and Marika and I will go to work over the next 24 hours. And people are typing like mad. You can just, it is the holiday party, so you could just talk if you want.
Okay, hey, Mikey, it's Paul.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, question, this group has now moved to Thursdays from here on, correct?
Yeah, that's my understanding. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, it's much better. Mondays are horrible days.
Yeah.
So our next scheduled meeting will be when?
In 2 weeks.
We're going to have a meeting even if we haven't pushed this out. We want to keep moving ourselves, right?
Yeah, I think just to kind of keep the pencil tapping on the table at the usual interval, we'll meet no matter what, and then if there's nothing to report, we'll have a short meeting. But
perfect.
I'm hoping that, you know, we'll have a survey out tomorrow and an email to James and McKaylee and hopefully hear some reports of steps forward. So we'll go ahead and meet around that. Okay, last call at the FRN holiday party. This is my last ICANN call before the new year, so you all have fabulous holiday seasons, and we'll pick it up again in a couple of weeks.
Okay, same to you,
likewise.
And Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Okay.
Thanks, Mikey.
Holidays, everyone. Thanks.
See you, gang.